When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so this has been a long-awaited explanation for some of you. For those of you who have, you know, watched me from the jump and have followed along with my hockey career and known me as a hockey player, a lot of you DM me. I get a lot of DMs, a lot of comments still. You know, are you playing hockey? Are you playing hockey? Did you retire from hockey? And, you know, I put a video out recently kind of officially announcing that. It was a quicker video. I didn't give a full explanation. Just kind of announced it more so and told you what I was doing for those who watched it. You know, I made a full podcast about this with Carter, and there were some technical issues on his end of the video. And I was like, I don't want to like half-ass this one. And ultimately I decided when I do this podcast and explanation, I would just do it by myself, me talking to the audience who has been here since the start. I didn't know if I really wanted to even do this because I don't really feel that it's everyone's business, but I feel like I owe it to the people who have been loyal to me from the start. You know, there's people who made that transition from the hockey vlogs over to the comedy sketches with me and have just been super loyal followers of mine and a fan of mine, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. And I feel like I owe you guys the explanation. That's why I'm doing this, you know, not for any of the haters or whatever, but there are, the other day, actually, it's funny, I came upon the podcast I used to do with Trav for Oilers. He actually touched upon our, like, separation of, you know, when I left his podcast and he went full-time, whatever, doing his thing. There was a couple comments I saw, people now making rumors of why I actually retired, and I was like, okay, maybe for that reason, too, I should probably address it and, you know, make sure I tell my own story rather than people making shit up about me. I mean, they're going to do that regardless, but at least the people who actually care can know. Like these comments, I took a screenshot of it. Pat Shea was getting called up to the AHL and he gave it away for YouTube. I heard he gave up on pro hockey due to medical reasons. He got a big concussion last spring. And then this guy on the res. Pat was cut during training camp. Like, no, see, none of this is true. Yes, I was getting called up to the AHL and I did retire for hockey, not specifically for YouTube. I think that's a very old, outdated statement and career path. It's just social media, like all the apps and acting in general. It's not like you can just giving it up for YouTube in particular. Okay. But anyways, I see comments like this and I'm like, these idiots. Like, so I'll tell my story. And I do want to start with this. Listen, I'm gonna talk about my decision, and throughout, I want to make sure it's clear. I do not hate hockey, and I do not dislike hockey. Fatigued from it, for sure. That's a definite, but I do not hate it. I do not dislike it in any sense. I enjoy getting on the ice. I enjoy the art of hockey, like being out there and playing. I don't enjoy everything that comes with it, but I just want to make that clear as I go on into this video, because I'm probably going to talk in a way I don't want it to be misunderstood that I'm like hating on the sport. I do not hate the sport. Okay, I still like, you know, I like hockey. I'm forever grateful for everything that it gave me and my time as a hockey player. Like, so I just want to make that clear before I go on. But okay, yes, ultimately, I chose to stop playing hockey. And to address that, this comment, I got a big concussion last spring. That's not why I stopped playing hockey. And I did not, like, okay, two things can be true. I did get a concussion at the end of the season last year. That has nothing to do with the fact of why I retired from hockey, okay? I've had plenty of injuries. I lost a tooth. I split open my lip. I split open my chin. I sprained my ankle. Like, I've been injured plenty of times. It's not why I stopped playing hockey, okay? That is not, I retired from hockey. I chose to do it before the year even started, honestly. If I wanted to prove it, I have proof of it, and if I cared that much about these guys, I have proof of me, you know, in writing telling people that it was probably gonna be my last season going into the year, and before my, you know, concussion or whatever. That is just haters talking. And I know that will happen. People will make shit up and about why I stopped playing, and that's okay. I chose to stop playing to pursue my passion, my next part of life. It was that time for me. To get a full explanation of this, I'm gonna have to go back and kind of tell my whole storyline here of how that came about, because it's confusing for a lot of people. I why Pat was had his best year yet. He was getting called up to the AHL and he just retired from hockey. What the fuck? You know, like you guys, there's a confusion there, you know? I don't expect you guys to understand necessarily. I 90% of you probably won't understand and can't relate to me, but there is going to be people who do. I just hope that you can understand my point of view. I don't expect you to be able to like understand why I did it, you know, like, but here I'll give it a try, you know? Essentially, in short, my dream is not to make the NHL, or it's not anymore. It's no longer to make the NHL. It wasn't, it hasn't been for a bit. When I was a kid, I definitely went through a huge phase where I loved hockey a lot. Like, I don't want to make that seem like I never loved it, but I was definitely born into hockey. You know, I played hockey I got on skates. I was 3 years old. My dad played hockey. He went to BC. He is an NHL scout. My brothers play hockey, and I was born into it, and I was good at it. I wasn't always the best, but I was good at it, and I loved it. I had a passion for it, especially growing up. I mean, I remember marking the date on the calendar, going to my, you know, when the next tournament was going to be in Canada or whatever, and it was like Christmas morning. Like, I was genuinely, I loved it. I mean, I don't want anyone to think that I didn't, like, that would be a lie if I told you I never loved hockey and it wasn't my dream at one point, you know, to make the NHL. But I also, you know, maybe it was just told what my dream was. You know, it was always, oh, you were playing hockey, your dream is to make the NHL. You know, I don't know. That's where I get a little, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. I do know, though, for a fact, I loved hockey as a kid. That is a fact. Whether or not it was always my dream to pursue it. But anyways, as time goes on, high school comes, and, you know, I still had that drive. I wanted to be the best. I wanted to go D1. But during that time and growing up, I always had this passion for making videos. And it was always acting. It was always acting. I would watch movies and I wanted to be them on the TV. Pretend in my room that I was acting and in those movies and in those TV shows. That's a fact. And I would make these videos, little skits with my siblings, like, you know, terrible. But like, I was acting because I wanted to be that too. And I always wanted that. I always loved that. I never knew what to do with that, you know, because I was a hockey player. That was my job. That was who I was. It was my identity. That's all I knew. I got to high school. I remember applying to prep schools and kind of entertaining my parents to be like, why don't you take video classes, or why don't you do theater, Pat? You know, like, you know, you'd be good at theater. I'm a hockey player. You know, I can't do theater. You know, there's that stigma there. Like, I can't do both. If I'm a successful hockey, I'm good at hockey. I was the best on my team or whatever. And I can't just go do theater. I could, but I'd get made fun of. I'd be that guy. You know what I mean? It's a tough thing when you're a kid in high school to do that, to make that jump and whatever. So I never really did anything about it, but especially in high school, I remember really, really like loving the fact, and I would dream of it. I would daydream of being in movies and acting. Like, I mean daydream. And I cannot remember a time that I ever like really daydreamt or dreamt about being in the NHL, to be honest with you. Like, that's that, like, when I was in high school, I would picture myself as these guys. Like, I watched movies like Ted, and I always loved comedy movies more than anything. Obviously, that's why I kind of went to the comedy sketch direction and comedy movie direction there on my own. But that aside, like, I remember watching Mark Wahlberg comedy movies when he started getting into comedy, like the other guys, Ted, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I wanted to be like Mark Wahlberg. He, in particular, was such a big, like, inspiration for me. Still is, like, Boston guy doing it, like, doing this dream, that life that I wanted, you know? Like, so I always thought of him as, like, someone I looked up to. It was an inspiration for me, like The Rock. I went through a huge phase where I loved The Rock. Channing Tatum was popping in 21 Jump Street, 22 Jump Street. I was trying to be him. I would do the scenes. I would rehearse the scenes. I wanted to be that. When I remember, like, even filling out, like, questionnaires and shit, like, randomly for, like, drafts and shit, and, like, they asked, like, who my, like, idols are, I would write, like, the fucking Rock. And, like, I would play it off like I was joking. Like, oh, Mark Wahlberg, you know, the Rock. And I'd play it off like I was joking to the other hockey guys because they're all writing, like, fucking Sidney Crosby, like, you know, the shit. I'm like, ah, yeah, the Rock. I'm like, no, but I'm fucking serious, you know? At the end of the day, I was being serious. Those are the guys, like, I'm not saying I don't know them as people, but the way that they live, Ryan Reynolds and stuff, like, their jobs, their lifestyle, their career path, that's the shit I wanted to do. And I knew that in high school. I was daydreaming about it. Now, I was also really good at hockey, and I was kind of, like, told this is my path, this is what I'm doing. So in my head, it was always, okay, one day I'm gonna do acting. When I'm done with hockey, I'll do acting, and I'll pursue that, and I'll be that, you know? That was always, it was like after I'm done with hockey, I'll do that, because I can't do that. I can't do both. And I was always kind of told, like, this is what you're doing. You're a hockey player. I was every hockey coach telling me how to live my life, every scout, you know what I mean? Like, all these things, like, it was just shaped me of who I am. It was the path, and I don't wish it happened a different way, necessarily. Like, everything, I believe everything happens for a reason, and everyone has their own path. I was meant to have that path. I believe that. I'm not regretting my days as hockey, but this is the situation I was in. And I didn't quite even know. At this point in my life, it was just, yeah, well, after I'm done with hockey, I'm going to pursue acting. For sure. Whatever, time goes on. I get drafted. All of a sudden, being drafted, that's a whole other thing. All of a sudden, all these people start talking to you and thinking you're cool, all this fake love around the town and whatever. So now I'm even more cemented myself as the hockey guy. I committed to Maine D1, the hockey guy there, public school, get drafted the next year. I'm very cemented myself in my town, my peers, everyone. I'm the hockey guy, you know, for sure. And that's fine, you know. At the time I thought I still wanted that. I wanted to make the NHL, I didn't know. So then I start going to development camps, and I go to UMaine freshman year. UMaine as a whole, I didn't get the playing time that I felt I deserved. And I actually think that I proved I deserved in my pro hockey era, what I could have done if I was played. But that's aside the point. I'm not holding a grudge. That's just part of the story. So I didn't feel that I was, you know, giving the love that I deserved there. So whatever. So that's one part of it, which is never fun as a hockey player. And then two, I remember even like freshman year, I remember like really dreading going to the rink. Like, oh, fuck, I'm gonna go to the rink again. You know, and I thought, oh, like it's because I'm a freshman and, you know, I don't have really control. Like, everyone's older and you're kind of like the bitches of the team still. And, oh, you know, it's probably that. Like, that's probably why I'm not loving going to the rink every day. And coach being, everything being so serious. And this was the same thing when I went to development camps. I would dread going to NHL development camp. See, this is where it gets confusing for a lot of people watching, because you're not going to understand that. You have no experience. You always had this, like, I know a lot of people watching either grew up wanting to make the NHL and be D1 and you didn't make it. And you're watching this from a perspective of, oh, why is he stopping? I wish I could have lived that life. Or you're someone in high school and you're wanting to live the life of a college hockey player, a pro hockey player. And I think you still should, by the way. If that's your dream, do it. I'm not saying not to. Don't let me persuade you in any way. But for a lot of you, most of you, 99% of you, you're not going to understand this part of it. Where, like I say, I went to an NHL development camp and I hated it. I didn't look forward to it. It was the middle of summer, and it was the week of the year that I dreaded the most. And I went to six of them, and I fucking dreaded that week more than anything. When I was there, I waited. I was scratching and itching for it to be over so I could go home. That is the truth. Take that as you will. I don't know, whatever. It was not fun. I'm not shitting on hockey. I believe people taking the fun out of hockey for me is what it was. It definitely becomes a business. Yeah, especially like these development camps, these scouts and shit, they try to intimidate you. They try to have this power trip over you. There's this weird, you know, I don't know. It's just, that's what it is. And I didn't care for it. I didn't have fun there. You're not skating. Like, I always just, oh, you didn't skate hard enough on this forecheck and you're getting yelled at. Like, this whole hockey thing, you know, it's like, I just felt it so weird. And so there's this for sure. I'm realizing this in college. This is something I'm realizing and processing. I remember having conversations sophomore year. I started getting more into creativity shit as I was getting into this age too. I had a brief stint where I was into rapping for whatever reason, which you can laugh about if you want. I mean, it was just a creative thing and I found myself like thriving in this thing that was creative. And I was like, oh, this is fun. This is something different. This is new. And whatever. I went through a phase where I was enjoying writing like lyrics and stuff. And because it was a creative thing that came to you, like other creative people can understand that. Like, there's this creative flow that you can't really explain. It just comes to you. And music is one of those things that really expresses creativity like that. Writing comedy is too. And I don't know, that's why I thrive to that, I think, because it just was this creative thing that I was expressing and I was never able to before. So I actually remember having these conversations, and one in particular with two teammates in the car before a night out. We were all just hanging and talking, deep conversation. And I remember verbalizing, being like, yeah, I don't really have that fire, the same fire as I did as a kid of like wanting to play hockey and wanting to make the NHL. It's not that exciting to me anymore, you know? And they agreed, and these guys aren't creative. They weren't creative people. They weren't like me who, you know, had this whole other dream of after hockey. But this is just us realizing, yeah, it's not always what it's thought up to be, you know? You have this vision of it, and then people, it becomes a business and people start taking the fun out of it for you. That definitely started happening. At the same time, I had to change my mindset there and say, okay, fuck anything I can't control. Fuck the coaches, fuck the scouts, the GMs, all these things, and just like, go have fun, you know? Go have fun and play hockey. Forget all of them. That I didn't realize until senior year, which I'll get to, I guess. I think it was freshman year I was in college, so this is the creative side of things. Freshman year in college, I found Jimmy Tatro online. For those who don't know, he's a comedy sketch guy turned comedy actor now. He became famous on YouTube, or super popular on YouTube, doing comedy sketches. Whatever, I became a huge fan of his videos and I was binge watching them in my dorm room freshman year. I remember just getting pumped, like, oh, this is sick. And I made a video when I was in prep school, senior year, that was a comedy video. Because we were getting into rapping, so I figured I'd make a parody of that. And I did this whole like parody, the life of a rapper in the dorm rooms of my friends. I got into this character and I played this comedic character when I was pretending to be a rapper, and I had everyone laughing. You know, everyone that watched the video laughed, everyone that watched me in the character was laughing, and I was like, oh, this is really fun. I'm like expressing myself in this way that it's not me. I get to just like do this because everyone knows it's a joke, and you know what I mean? So I had that moment my senior year of prep school. Oh, I also forgot one of the bigger parts too of during high school, I took this class called Marshfield Student Broadcasting. This was in my public school. So I was familiar with making comedy skits besides this one in prep school, where I expressed my creativity a lot. I was in high school making these comedy sketches every day for this class. This teacher like encouraged you to be creative. And I remember feeling at home in that class, feeling like I could be myself. I remember trying and learning how to act in that class because I was like, oh, I'm going to, you know, how hard could this be? I'm going to train, learn to act. And whatever, I remember doing the skits and feeling like, oh, this is sick. You know, whatever. I left the school for hockey and I didn't even do the senior year of that class. I did 1 year of that class. Went to prep school. Here we are, freshman year again, back to the Jimmy Tatro. And I found him and I was like, oh, this is sick. I could do this. And I remember telling my roommate, I could do this. I tell my roommate, like, I could do this, dude. I'm going to do this summer. I feel like I could do this with my brothers. I go home and we can make some comedy skits. And so I went home that summer and I forced my siblings into doing a comedy sketch about me and my brother, Neil. So I was committed to Maine. I was at UMaine and my brother was committed there. And Neil, my younger brother, committed to Maine, but then decommitted while I was there freshman year, which was very fun for me, if you can imagine how awkward that would have been. So I made a, some of the idea was that in the summertime, we would make a whole like, that my older brother would play the therapist and it would be me and my younger brother, Neil, discussing the beef around the house because he decommitted from Maine and there was this like fake, you know, comedic beef. I went home that summer, I forced him into doing it. It was funny, obviously it was my first, it was, you know, I was still learning back then, but it was funny, I had it, but I just never posted it. I never ended up posting it. I sent it to a few people, they thought it was funny and that was about it. I just never posted it and I let another year go by. And then before junior year, I turned 21 that year, earlier in the year, and I'm in the summer before junior year and I was driving to Foxborough from Marshfield, which is about a 40 minute drive, no traffic. So on the way home, there's a lot of traffic. So I would go there to work out in the summer times. I had a lot of time to think on those car rides just by myself, going to work out, coming home, a lot of thinking, a lot of alone time. I remember having this realization, like, damn, I'm 21. You know, when I was, you know, whatever, 5, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I always had this, you know, when I'm older, like after hockey or when I'm older, I'm gonna become an actor. And I had this realization, I'm like, damn, I'm 21. Like, when am I gonna do all those things in my head that I said I was gonna do? Like, what am I waiting for? Like, how, when? So I had this realization, like, I need to take action in some sense, you know, in some way, shape, or form, I have to take action and start making this vision in my head a reality. And I didn't know what it was or how. I just had this realization. I'm like, fuck, like, what am I waiting for? When am I gonna do all the things I said, like, in my head? And I never said this to anyone. It was just all internal, which is kind of crazy. But anywho, time goes on. And then I start finding all these other YouTubers, you know, besides Jimmy Tatro and other guys, whatever. I found other comedy guys, but I found these vloggers that were, in particular, sports vloggers, like Destroying, college football player, got this following from vlogging about his career and his life as a D1 athlete. So then I was like, oh, damn, I could do that. That's something. So I start looking around. I'm like, oh, there's no hockey one. There's no college hockey player vlogging. So in my head, it was like, oh, this is an untapped market. Here's a way in for me to being like a creator, like a step towards my acting career, and essentially what it was in my head. I go to school junior year and my first mission was, hey, I'm gonna make a vlog. I'm gonna take action. I'm gonna make a fucking day in the life of a college hockey player vlog because no one has done it before. So I got to campus, first couple weeks of school, I take out my iPhone 7, I start vlogging, hey, what's up, guys, it's Pat, hey, what's up? I figure it out a little bit, I make this vlog, and naturally, I had this sarcastic tone the whole time, and it just came out like half comedic and half like, here's my life, whatever. So I posted it eventually in that month, and I had people liking it, or they thought it was funny, and they thought it was cool or whatever, and then like a month goes by and it like does well. It gets like 200,000 views. And all of a sudden I'm a vlogger. Almost all of a sudden I'm a college hockey vlogger. I actually remember a moment. I knew that it would work because of the untapped market. I remember a moment of being like, am I ready to like start this journey of like welcoming people into my life, letting people know who I am. I'm risking things too. I'm risking the fact that I'm a NHL draft pick and they're gonna now see me releasing a vlog and I'm not doing your stereotypical hockey bullshit. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm ready. I'm good with it. Whatever, I would rather be me than pretend to be someone else to try to impress some fucking old head hockey fucking idiots. So that was essentially what I went forward with. And I post that, I start doing these vlogs and I start getting a little more creative with them. I start adding a little more personality, get my energy. I'm learning how to put energy into my voice, slowly getting better. And then all of a sudden I start adding a little comedy skits into them a bit. And at the time I didn't realize I was pushing myself so far in the wrong direction, but because I became this people, I built an audience of people who cared about one thing and one thing only, my hockey career. And then realizing there's no longevity in that, and that's not what I wanted to be known for. Like I said, I wanted a way in because I wanted to do the comedy sketches. I wanted to be an actor, and all of a sudden, I'm the people there for my hockey career, and that became an issue when college was over. So college then ends. And my senior year was a little fucking pain in the ass because I got injured. I wasn't getting minutes and I was, you know, a draft pick, and it was, oh fuck, what am I going to do? What am I going to do with my life? If I'm not playing, I'm not going to be in the NHL. If like, they're not going to sign me, if I'm not playing, I'm injured because my coaches aren't fucking playing me. You know, I was pissed, you know, like, so that was happening while I was doing these vlogs. And I had a, you know, a pretty tough moment there where I was like, you know, hockey might not pan out. Like, what am I without hockey? And then I realized that, like, I changed my whole mindset. I realized, like, you know, I'm good. Like, I'm just going to have fun playing hockey, and whatever happens, happens. And I love this other thing too. Didn't quite know what I was doing with it yet, but I was still supposed to play hockey at this time. So it was, you know, I'm going to try to sign. And then COVID hits, my season ends. Instead of getting a AHL tryout with Florida, COVID hits and nothing happens. So then I'm on this weird little break, and okay, normally I could have went and shown that I could play in the AHL, and I might have probably signed an A deal. Like, I don't know. COVID hits, nothing happens. Every season gets canceled. No hockey's happening, no tryout. So I had this weird like summer where I was just skating, staying in hockey shape because I was gonna play pro. And because of course, what else would I do? You know, genuinely, what else would I do if I'm not playing hockey? Like, I'm of course, like, you know, I'm not gonna go fucking get a desk job. Like, I'm gonna go play pro. So I was skating, waiting to hear from Florida, waiting to see what's going on there. And later in the summer, about August, also I found out in the meantime that Florida's like AHL season wasn't even gonna happen, but there was still pro hockey that year. There was the Coast. And randomly in August, I haven't actually told this story publicly. So August 2020, this random follower of mine sends a DM. He's like, hey, I saw one of your videos. You said you wanted to get into acting. You should audition for this hockey movie in Minnesota. And I was literally just like sitting there, and I remember seeing the date of, like, you know, it's send in one by August 15th or whatever. And I remember I was like, oh fuck, it's August 15th. I should send in like a little thing. Hey, my name's Pat. This is my hockey background. And this is my acting experience. I had started doing comedy skits online. So I forgot to mention that. So 2020 summer, because I was just waiting and skating and not knowing when hockey was next, I was like, yeah, I might as well start doing my comedy skits a little. So I had done a few hockey related comedy skits on my main YouTube channel, as well as vlogging my, you know, road to pro. I had one like the different types of hockey players and, you know, some minor stuff. I was just getting started. I did a little parody. I actually ended up doing that parody of my family with me and Neil and whatnot, a version of it. So that was my only acting experience at the time. So I put that in. Here's a few of my videos. Then I got a call back from this, and essentially, long story short, I got a role in this movie. I get the offer. He's like, if you want the role, it's yours. It was like comedic relief. And he thought my videos were funny on YouTube. And it was like, in comparison to what I have now, they were not good, but he saw something in it. These people who were casting saw something in it. And that gave me a boost of confidence for sure. And I was slowly becoming more like, I want to start doing acting so I can pursue this. And I didn't even know like what exactly the plan was and what was the path. I was just manifesting the fact that it was going to happen. I didn't know exactly how or what. I was just going to start and see what happened and kind of and go with the flow. So I got this role, and I had to sit there because it was filming in November through December. My first year pro, I was going to sign in the ECHL. It was going to happen then. So I came to this decision, and this is a story I've never told publicly. So I had to sit there with the fact of, do I do this movie for a month or do I sign pro and start playing professional hockey? So I had this long conversation with my dad. I was pretty much like, am I going to take my first year off of pro for a month long movie where I'm a supporting character? You know, I'm not even the lead. So this is how I looked at it. If I was presented two lives in front of me, I could either be a mega successful NHL player, even Connor McDavid level NHL player success, or I could be a successful actor, mega successful actor, live that dream and be an actor, do that for a living full time. Which one would I choose? And it was actor. It was be an actor all day, every day. I actually didn't even, when I put it like that, it was, oh yeah, I'd choose that any day of the week. You know, and I actually chose to do this movie instead of playing pro hockey my first year. Did not publicly say that. Really couldn't because of my little YouTube audience I had at the time, which what I thought was loyal, but only some of you were. So I didn't tell that. And when I say it's like hard for you, 90% of you to understand, is that it's like, I get DMs and it's like, oh, why would you retire? You're living my dream, or you're living the dream, like blah, blah, blah. It's not the dream. It's not the dream. It's your dream. It's not my dream. Okay? Because I looked at it, I knew what my dream was at this point, and it was no longer to make the NHL if it ever was. It was not. So I had this realization, okay, maybe I should start looking to get out of hockey and really pursue what I was meant to do. But anyways, this movie ends up getting canceled halfway through because of COVID and all this bullshit. Nothing ever happens perfect. So then I'm just sitting there, and then the ECHL year gets canceled, whatever, and I'm sitting there with all this time. Fuck, I have time. Might as well finally start doing these comedy sketches full torque as much as I can with, as you know, there's not that many creative people around in this area. So I've met a few people on set, started flying out, doing sketches and whatnot, and just training, and really is what it was. I was learning how to do it, learning how to act, and just started. So that, like, January through when the next pro season started in like October, I was just learning how to act and do comedy sketches. Trial and error, doing it. I was like, finally, I had all this time to do it. So I did it. And I remember what really boosted my confidence was the fact that these people who were casting for this movie saw something in me enough to cast me in that, and believed in me enough to cast me in this as this comedic relief role as an actor in a real fucking movie. And I was like, damn, if they see that, then there's something there. It gave me this boost of confidence, and I just went for it, and I started doing it, and I tried. Now, at the same time, my YouTube audience did not care for sketch comedy, which was a real annoyance. That was frustrating because they're there for my hockey career. I'm kind of like, fuck, well, I don't really want to play hockey anymore. Kind of like done. I kind of played my hockey, you know? I had this realization, like, I kind of played my hockey. I don't want to make the NHL. And that kind of sucks. It's annoying as I'm like trying to do this thing that I always wanted to do, and this audience is kind of burying it and not letting it grow and not letting it be because, like, they were there for my hockey career. And that's when I realized, like, there's no longevity in building an audience surrounding your hockey career or sporting career, because when they're only there for that, the second you retire or do something else, they're gone. That was a realization I had. But ultimately, okay, I got to play pro hockey because I'm not going to go do a desk job in the meantime. I can't, like, financially afford to go full-time with social media. So I'm going to play hockey. And I did. I played pro for 2 years. It was before the second year, the summer, before the second year, I filmed a lot of shit. And I started popping and working on Instagram. This was summer 2022. And I was like, damn, yeah, this is really fun. I flew a couple of my friends in, or they flew in, and we filmed some shit and whatever. I flew out to Minnesota again. We had some fun, and we filmed stuff, and I see it start working. And I remember just being upset that I had to go play hockey. I was like, damn, my social media is starting to work. Now I have to go play hockey, and I wish I could just keep filming. I love filming. I love acting. I love doing these comedies. And when I am playing these characters, it's like there's nothing I enjoy more, to be honest with you. There's nothing I enjoy more than when I get to act and do these characters comedically and express myself in a way that's like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like, it's not me, but I feel more like me than ever. And when I also had the realization, when I was on that movie set, I felt at home. Like, I felt so comfortable. I felt I was surrounded by other creative people who understood me. And like, I just felt I was at home for the first time. Like, not the case in a hockey locker room. There's not creative people in a hockey locker room. There's a few here and there. So that was the thing too. I was like, damn, these are my people, like the creative minds. I vibe with these people, in particular, hockey people who are creative. Creative people who come from a hockey background is who I vibe with the most because we see life the same way. But anyways, yeah. So I remember going into the second year of pro, and I was like, damn, like I don't really want to go play. I don't want to, you know, I want to keep filming, but I can't financially afford to not play this year. So I did it, and I also went into that year. I actually have DMs with this kid where I was like, kind of, I was like, you doing this full time now? And he's like, yeah, yeah. I was like, damn, I kind of have been really thinking about going full time with it. I just don't know if I can yet. And because of financially, and he's like, dude, yeah, like once I took the leap, like I just knew I was in it and I just went for it. And you dial in that much more because you know it's like this or nothing. And whatever, this season goes on and my shit's growing more and more. I felt like I got really good at it. I felt like I hit my groove. Like I trained and I got better and I got good at it. And it's funny too, cause yes. Okay. So in this meantime, I had my best year statistically. I was almost a point per game in pro. I got called up to the AHL. I got points in the AHL. That was the tough part too. It's like, okay, I'm also really good at hockey. You know what I'm fired up about every morning, what I wake up and think about. It's acting and making comedy videos and my next project and this and that. But it's like, yeah, fucking at the same time, I'm really good at hockey. Damn. Am I stupid to not pursue hockey? Like, this is the thoughts I'm having in my head. I make the AHL and I do good there. And I realize, oh, I could easily, not easily, but like I could play here, no problem. So I had this thing, I was like, oh, I could probably get an AHL deal if I push for one too, because I had this good year and whatnot. And I had these thoughts going on in my head throughout the season now, even though before the season I was kind of like set on this is my last year. And I think part of why I did so good is because I didn't give a fuck. I was like, I'm just gonna go play and show that I have skill and whatnot and just not give a fuck if the coach cares or not. And it worked. You know, I started scoring a lot and whatever, but it's a whole other thing. And I was still treated like a grinder, even though I was scored 25 goals. So that's something that's tough too. That was a part of me. I was like, I'm tired of having a coach control if you can play the game or not. So I'll explain what this means. One thing that I realized about social media, when I'm in charge, I can always play the game. So when you're in hockey and your coach decides you're not playing good that game, he sits you that game, skips a shift, you're not getting power play that game, you're in the fourth line, can't play the game, you're not getting an even chance. Now, on social media, if I have a bad video, or I have a video that doesn't do well, or it might not be as funny, ah, fuck, who cares? I'm still gonna go post another one the next day. Still get to play the game. That's what I meant by that. So that was this really annoying thing that I was pretty tired of in hockey, is just like having other people control if I can play the game or not, or how much I can play the game, if I'm gonna be this on the power play, or I'm just going to be in the bumper spot, or if you know what I mean. So like that part was really annoying. I was pretty fed up with it about hockey. And then we went on this trip down south, Florida and Atlanta. And it was like March in South Carolina. It was March, my second year here. So March, 2023. So first of all, I'm like in the sun and there's nothing that gets your creative juices fucking buzzing like a nice day, the sun. I remember sitting there like outside in the sun being like, damn, I want to be like creating shit right now. I just have like spark to go create and make videos right now. And like I'm in the sun, I'm like, this, I don't want to be playing hockey right now. I want to go make videos. Ironically, this week, the next day, I turned 26. And then I had this second realization. I had one at 21. I had one at 26. And it was this realization in my head, like, fucking damn, I'm 26. If I play another year of hockey because I think I'm supposed to, or I'm afraid to go full time with this because financially or whatever, and I will waste another year of my life. And if I continue to play hockey another year, I'll waste another year of my life, and I'll be back in the same position next year, wishing that I retired and went full time doing videos. So I was like, I'm done wasting years of my life, is how I viewed it. I am done wasting years of my life not pursuing what I want to. I texted my girlfriend about it. I was like, listen, this is, I think I'm done. I think like I had this, I think I'm good with it. Like I played my hockey. I don't want to be doing this. I wish that I was waking up making videos. I wish that I was not going to the rink. I personally feel like I'm wasting years of my life. Now, I get the comment a lot, like, dude, what are you doing? Retiring? You're only young once, dude. You're going to look back and regret it. I am only young once. Exactly why I retired. I am only young once. I am in my prime creatively, etc. What I want to be doing. I am only young once. I have to stop wasting years of my life playing hockey. When I played my hockey, I'm good with it, you know? It's time. I did it, I'm good, I played enough. You know, like, I don't want to make the NHL. If I played in the ECHL and the NHL, there'd be no difference to me mentally. The only difference would be the paycheck. And honestly, playing the NHL, a lot less fun than the ECHL because of how serious it is. I played in the A, I didn't fucking like it. I was in the AHL, I was fucking miserable because it was not fun. These coaches, everything, it's way more serious in the coast. So these guys are fucking all trying to intimidate you all the fucking time. And it's like, this is stupid. This is stupid. I'm a grown ass man and you're trying to like yell at me right now? Like, what the fuck are you talking? It was stupid. I didn't like it. It was dumb. So when I say I don't care if I make the NHL, I didn't. Genuinely. Did not give a fuck. Still don't. I just stopped caring about it. I wanted to pursue what I loved, and that was creating, it was acting, it was doing comedy sketches, etc., name it. And it was time for me to move on. I had that realization, for sure. It was like official in my head. And then the next game, I got smacked across the face with a hockey stick and lost a tooth. Funny how the world works, isn't it? Yeah, and then I definitely knew. If I didn't know before, I knew then. I was like, well, this is the universe telling me, stop playing hockey, you fucking idiot. You're wasting years of your life and you're risking your health for no fucking reason. Stop playing hockey. If that wasn't a telltale enough, the next game I went back, I got hit in the head and got a concussion. That wasn't the universe telling me even more, stop playing hockey, you stupid fuck. Do what you're supposed to be doing. That was how I viewed that. So it cemented it even more of a decision I already knew was like, this is the universe screaming at me to do that. And listen, again, I do not hate hockey. I do not, but I played my hockey. I played it. It's just not my dream to make the NHL anymore. It's not. I still can enjoy hockey if I want to. I can go down the rink and play. I can play in a men's league. And it's, but this is the point of being, it's like, I don't hate it, but I played it. I had enough. It was not what I wanted to do for a living. It was time for me to move on. It was scary though, because it's time. The season's over and I'm pretty like concrete now. I'm like, yeah, I'm calling it. I know what I need to do. I know what I'm supposed to do. I know what I'm meant to do. But at the same time, it's scary because I'm not for sure set up financially. I have money saved up, luckily. Like at this time, I had money saved up. From playing hockey mixed with making some from social media. Did I make enough from social media at this time to go full time with it? No, I did not. I had zero sponsorships at the time happening in that moment. I had money saved up and then I have a vision and a goal and a dream. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to fucking go for it. I don't care. I'll figure it out. If I spend all my money and I'm nowhere, you know, at least I'm trying to do what I love. So I pretty much was like, I'm going to do this and I'm not going to have a backup plan. I'm not going to have a safe little, oh, I'll play hockey, you know, up until I can seamlessly go over. No, you know, no, fuck that. I'm not going to get where I need to be until I go full time in, until I take the leap and do it. So I took the leap. I took the leap and I've been doing that for the last year. Now the concussion part, because people like to say that's why, or a couple of people are trying to say that that's why. No, it's not why. What it did was fucking delay my start because the season ended and I was dealing with concussion bullshit. So it delayed me from jump starting and going full speed into this creative world. Because I couldn't do what I was trying to do because I was having these fucking issues, whatever. So that's the only thing the concussion did. Now, if I wanted to play hockey this year, I could still go play hockey right fucking now. And I'm being dead ass serious. I could right this second go play hockey if I wanted to. Like I could sign still in the coast today, having not played all season and go play hockey. I swear to God I could do that. And I'm not going to because I don't want to, okay? So when I say I chose to stop playing, I did. I could have made solid money in Europe. I had great offers. I probably could have gotten a deal. I just didn't care. I just wasn't what I wanted to do. So I took the leap. started going. And it has been almost a year since I made that call. I could not be happier, to be honest. I don't regret my decision. I don't miss playing. You know, like everyone can miss a part of their life, like college. Like college was a really fun time in my life. Like sometimes I miss college and like the fun, but like I don't regret my decision at all. Meaning like I don't miss playing hockey. I don't wish I was going to the rink every day at all. I am loving what I'm doing. The fact that I get to wake up, go edit videos or go write a video, go film a video creatively. And over the summer, I filmed 3 projects. I brought my friends in. We filmed these like, you know, short films, and I was having the time of my life. I couldn't have been happier with it. I didn't know if it's going to pan out. I didn't know if it's going to make money. Still in this progress. Like I've gotten a few solid deals, and I've been able to, you know, get by on this. And I plan to just keep making more and keep climbing higher and just keep making every project bigger and keep it growing until it goes to the moon. And that's what it will do. I have had a delayed start in this world because of hockey is all the way I view. And now I'm going full time, and I can go into my full potential, but I still have so much room to grow because I had such a delayed start. Like I'm not near the peak of where I'm going to be as an actor or a comedy creator, like not even close to it. I see myself here, the ceiling's up there. Like I'm still improving every day and growing and flying because I was so, you know, focused on hockey. Now I'm going full time in this for the first time in my life, and I'm just improving. It's my full energy's in it, and I love it. I fucking got a role in a movie and filmed a movie in January. It's a hockey movie. It's about a high school hockey team. It's a serious movie, and I got a role in it my first year out, which was really cool, and fucking had the time of my life filming it. I'm not where I want to be. I'm not complacent. I'm not acting like I've arrived at where in my head, but I'm doing it, and I'm on that journey and on that path, and I'm loving it, and I'm making my way to there. But I'm, in a sense, like that saying, it's cliche, but it's like the journey, the success is the journey. I'm, you know, I'm doing it. I'm going towards it. I'm living it, and it's gonna only get bigger and bigger and bigger. This is me manifesting aloud, really. I'm not trying to be like arrogant, but that's what I'm doing. And you know, the movie itself, when I tell you, like when I filmed my first scene in this movie, it's a low budget film, but it's SAG, it's a SAG movie. So it's like, you know, there were some legitimate actors there and whatnot. It's just not like a big fucking, you know, $20 million budget. It was like a $2 million budget. Either way, nonetheless, this movie, it's my first acting gig. When I went into my first role, and I'll dive in more into this in a different podcast because this is not the point of the podcast, but I went into this first scene. The scene that I filmed was my fictional mother in the movie. Like I was having a little argument with her, and I leave and I brush shoulders with the main character, blah, blah, blah. Or when I was in this moment, it was like this surreal feeling of the thing that I daydreamt about my whole life just became a reality. And it was like I was living in this thing that I saw in my head was actually happening. And it was really, really surreal feeling. And this is not, again, this is not me acting like I made it, but I'm on that journey. And I don't know how it's supposed to happen. I don't know when it's gonna happen. It's just, you start something and you take that leap and you just start and you work towards something every day. You start making progress and you don't know how it's gonna happen. You can't be too concrete of this specific plan. It's just somehow it does and somehow it will. And I'm at the beginning and I feel like I'm starting this whole new life. And I'm not like, I don't know when the next movie role will be, but I know what I can control is making my own shit. And hopefully there is another one soon. But the point being, it's like, I feel like I'm starting this whole new chapter of my life, this whole new life. I feel young. I feel younger than I've ever been. Like I feel younger than I did when I was playing college hockey. It's like this feeling of like I'm finally doing what I'm supposed to. It's freeing. It's a new life. It's awesome. And I'm just getting started, and I'm excited about it, and I'm happy about it. I'm climbing, you know? I'm just gonna keep growing, gonna keep going, and that's all I can do. And I hope this gave some explanation or closure to the people who were so invested in my hockey career and wondering why I retired. I hope this gives you a glimpse into my mind that, you know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I played my hockey, I played pro. I can look back when I'm older and know that I did it. I don't have to wonder. I did it. I know that it wasn't what I wanted to do. If I had gone and never played pro those 2 years, I probably would have looked back when I'm older. Yeah, like, did I make the right call? Like, what if I played? No, I played. I can look back. I know that I played and I didn't want it. It's not what I wanted. Am I glad that I did it? Yes. I cherish those 2 years of my life even. I cherish all the years of hockey. I just played my hockey. I don't want it to seem like I'm hating on hockey. It's just not my dream to like play hockey for a living. I love that I am always going to be a hockey player in a sense. I love what I came from in that, like I can pull from so much in that. A lot of my comedy stuff is hockey related because it's what I know best. It's the situational comedy in the hockey world. It's what I know best. And I'm grateful for it. It shaped me into who I am today. That I wouldn't change that for the world. You know, like hockey made me who I am. And at the end of the day too, there's just not a lot of creative people in hockey. I was surrounded by uncreative people. I like talking and being around people who are on the same goal and mission. And that's not what the people playing hockey are on. And that's totally fine. It's just like, I was on a different path and excited about different things. And it was time. So I hope this gave a good explanation for you guys. I don't want this to persuade you guys in any way. Like, if hockey is your dream and passion, then pursue it for sure. Like, not, I just had this other thing that I became more in love with than hockey. But again, hockey is always part of it. Hockey will be the world I create my comedy in whenever I can, because I owe it to that. And I love that I can pull from that. And I still like hockey. You know, like, I like making comedy stuff around hockey. I enjoy that. It's just not my time. My time playing it is done. My purpose in the hockey world is not to play anymore. It's to create I can tell a story now of my life through comedy. And that's essentially what I'm doing. And I love it. So if your goal is to play hockey, chase it. But if you're also in a similar situation to me where you feel like you're stuck playing hockey and you have other goals, then follow in my footsteps. Let me be that inspiration and to show you that it's possible, that you can take the leap and go for it. That's what I can hope that I can do for some people. And then I hope that I gave a good explanation for the others. And I know it's impossible to explain. I know there will be some people hating on it and, you know, a lot more people who support it, but I hope that this gave what you're looking for and you can stop DMing me about it. Although I don't think those DMs will stop ever. That's probably all I got for you. This podcast, as far as the podcast goes, I plan to bring it back a bit. This one was very serious because of the title. I plan to do more of a comedic / serious podcast to just show you me as a whole, whether it's by myself doing comedic rants and just talking to you guys like this. Let me know if you do like this style where I'm talking to you, not like a co-host, because I think it's cool and I can do those comedic bits too, along with just shooting the shit about my life. I can do a hybrid of both, you know, some with co-hosts, some with not. But I plan to bring it back, not every week at the moment. It's not where my main focus is. It's more of like, I want to check in with the podcast, like, and you guys can get to know me better. And this is what I've been doing type thing. So that's how I feel about the pod at the moment. I'm also debating going full time on Patreon with the podcast and making it like an exclusive thing where whoever really just wants to get to know me better can through there, or maybe I'll grow it a little bit more publicly, then go to Patreon. Just like, it's a way to, like I've said before, like, you don't have to wait for the sponsors and you can create like your own income and give back to the fans and more personal things. So I might go that path. I don't quite know yet, but the podcast will be a reoccurring thing going forward. If you've gone this far, don't forget to check out the new channel, Pat Shea Productions, where all my new comedy stuff and comedy films will be posted. I plan to make more. I got some fun things that I'm writing right now that I plan to attack next. I don't want to give it away. I don't want people stealing my ideas, because that's a thing. people do. But I'm writing a series right now that I want to try to film, whether it's 5 episodes or 10, whatever's tangible, whatever's doable. It's going to be a 5 to 10 episode thing that'll drop weekly, like 5 weeks in a row, however episodes I can manage to make, essentially. And I'm going to drop 5 in a row probably next winter or fall. And that is going to be like, I want that series to be the constant thing that I do for, like, you know, 4 or 5 seasons, we could call it. And ideally the budget will get bigger and I can make more episodes and maybe it gets picked up. But yeah, that's where I'm at. Thank you guys for tuning in, for whoever is still here. I appreciate the support. And if you're only here for my hockey career, that's okay. I appreciate everyone who still supports me and watches my stuff more than anything. But yeah, I'll see you guys on the next one. In the carpet. Yeah, we trapping out apartments. I ain't done when you start shit. To be honest, lit the flame in my heart, gotta spark it. I didn't know it.